from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T980 listener line 301-230-0980. Do you agree with the calls that were put out starting quarterbacks? Jacoby Brissett, New England Patriots, and of course, Big Tony's Pittsburgh Steelers. You agree, you go thumbs up or thumbs down with the Steelers start quarterback?
Well, it depends. What do you mean by a thumbs up?
Do you think, who would you have started at quarterback for Pittsburgh?
I would have started Justin Fields.
Okay. So then you're thumbs down. Okay.
And I think by about week 5, at the latest, it'll be Justin Fields. It's 2024. Russell Wilson holds the ball too long, takes too many sacks, and is not nearly as athletic as he once was to avoid those sacks. That hasn't changed. We saw in the preseason. I mean, he took like 3 sacks in a quarter in the preseason. You're going up against like ones, and you're not even going against full ones.
Yeah, no, I can't. Both of them, it looked like a Keystone Cops deal. It was just, and Big Tony, He can't even surface. It's funny to him. It's got to be funny to him. On another note, I guess who I heard from yesterday? Derek Davis and Clarence Goldsboro Jr., back-to-back calls. And CD signs, Jerry back in there, so they're feeling good. They come out, and they're feeling good about themselves. I think that I, like you, think that Russell Wilson would be the guy, Phil, that could kind of settle things if they went awry. But I'm not certain that his ego could handle not starting after what happened in Denver. I think you might lose the man himself.
But how much are you really losing?
Well, for what they're paying for him, it's worth the shot.
But that's the thing. You don't bring Russell Wilson in your locker room in 2024 and think this is going to be a great character guy and a great leader, because he's not really that.
He has
character,
been,
whatever, he, but leader, right, he's not.
He's got some. I cannot disagree with you. He's got some splaining to do. He's really got to figure out. Russ is like a guy to me who's a young man who's going through like midlife crisis. He seems confused. Is he caught up between what is he want to be a football player? Do you want to be an influencer? Do you want to be a rock star? Do you want to be? He just seems so confused. So I'll go with you on that. Let's see how I go out to Falls Church and see what John has on his mind. John, welcome to Coach Sheehan Show with DOC and Double D.
Hey, Doc. We've talked a bunch before, but UCLA grad also.
Bruin.
And I just wanted to know your opinion on how you – oh, actually, Denton, too, probably as much as you. How do you think these Pac-12 teams are going to integrate into college football? Do you think they're going to surprise people, or do you think they're going to be like worse than we thought?
Well, I don't think worse is going to show up once they're kind of like they could always play. They played out their balance because they could throw, and they have corners. They defend. They didn't have rock star results, but I always thought solid, and you have to be able to defend because they throw the ball. And you got to be able to throw the ball out there and run their dual threats. So without being team specific, I think they're going to be fine because the Big Ten, and I think all of it is kind of balanced in its own respect, and NIL has changed so much. The transfer portal has changed so much. I honestly can't tell you what the personalities are any of the teams other than the top like 10 mega superpowers because I don't know who's on what team.
Team's going to get beat up. They're going to get beat up. Not every team.
Yeah.
If you're going to be team specific, like teams like Utah will be fine. Teams like Oregon will more than likely be fine, but a lot of the teams that are leaving the conference to join either the Big Ten or the Big 12, they are going to get some sort of awakening as to what it's like to play when the trenches are a heavy priority, especially in the Big Ten. You win and die in the trenches. I mean, a team from the Big Ten just won a national championship last year as a run-first team, despite the fact that their quarterback got drafted high by the Minnesota Vikings. Michigan was a run-first team last year, and they won a championship. There's a lot of teams in the Pac-12 that are entering either the Big 12 or the Big 10 that have been pass first. And you can still have success being pass first, but it's going to be a different level of physicality that they're not used to on a week-in, week-out basis. So it's really the answer to the question is, in fact, a question is who is going to translate to that better? Who is going to be able to adapt to that better? If you can build an offensive line that can handle that and wants to get down dirty and physical, then you're going to be all right. Mm-hmm. If that's not your forte, it's going to take a year or two before you learn to do that, because you have to, especially if you're in the Big Ten, like Big Ten specific, USC specific, they need to build an offensive and defensive line or they're going to get shredded.
Yeah. I no quarrels with that, because they have a super roster and they got gutted defensively. But it's just Ohio State and Michigan. Let's not make the Big Ten sound like it's equal to Ohio State and Michigan, because it's not. And it's as Penn State. They haven't beaten either one of them. And with consistency. So you watch. Watch what time will tell and it will show us all. But it's going to be very interesting. The teams that impress me that have been right on the verge of getting victories, I like when Illinois is good. I mean, that they are one of the teams that I think remind me of what was going on in the Pac-12. But we'll find out, because it's going to be so varied upon who's the quarterback. You get a good quarterback, I mean, anything is possible. We got time to get to Franco?
Of course.
Okay, Franco, I'm the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hey, man, good, man. Just rolling with Double D.
I just want to call and speak to you. You know, I always listen to you, man. I'm just happy that the Commanders are back in stride again, you know. And then I just want to leave you with, they was talking about the name of the state, and they should call it the D.C.'s house, District of Columbia's house. So, you know, like the Dallas in the house, the Eagles in the house. You know, it's kind of catchy. You know.
Well, you know what, though? But they got to put up some money for that. These people paid. They paid right, for naming right. Ain't that right, Denton?
They definitely did.
Yeah, they paid for naming rights. If D.C. want to call it D.C., then you got to come up with the dollar bills for that. Well, I think it's awesome to have a team.
That's beautiful. Hey, that new crew they got a little money, I think.
Yeah, but again, they've been spending theirs. Look at all the improvements that they put forth.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's a big thing to have somebody come up and offer to associate their company an outstanding brand, and they want to associate their company with you, and they realize where you've been, and let's face it, it's not like they're burning it up on the field. I thought it was awesome. I really did. Appreciate the call. Is this Steeler Nation on two, Denton Day?
That is the king himself, Big Tony.
Oh, it is. Oh, congratulations, Big Tony. You got your quarterback.
What's going on, 3-14? How you feeling today, boy?
Hey, man. Well, y'all 8-8. I mean, no. You have not had a losing season. And congratulations. And I think this year, boy, again, it looks like you'll be there again.
Well, the only thing I got, Doc, we got the Cowboys this year and we got y'all this year. I don't care what happened. I cannot take an L on both of them games. I got to get one of them, preferably y'all. Because the Cowboys, you know, I just can't lose to y'all. But look here, man. No, Russell shouldn't be starting. You got to play Fields because when it does break down, I mean, the line's still busted up. I mean, people all out of position because people are hurt, da-da-da-da-da. At least Fields can get out his way. Russell ain't going nowhere. The man, they played, I forgot who they played, but dude took 3 sacks damn near like in the same series. I mean, he can't move, man. Now, he did do some good work the last game they played. When he played against the eighth string, me, you, Denton, and everybody else, and he was talking all that, oh, I just saw the field better and everything was, nah, Slim, you was playing the 12th string, Slim. Don't fall, as an old ball head man once told me, don't fall for the okey-doke, man. Now, getting to y'all going to be all right, man. Now, like they said, does your line really suck? And if it does suck, guess what? Jaden can move. Same thing with Fields. If my line really sucks, Fields can move. Y'all take it easy, Greasy, and take it easy.
What do you think, Denton? Do we save that or do we dump it?
I think it's 100% right, except for the part about the Steelers beating Commanders. I mean, that part, not so much. But he's 100% right. Russ can't move. He can't move. He's not insanely accurate. He's just old. He's old, and you say, well, he has a Super Bowl ring, but he has a Super Bowl ring from 15 years ago, almost, and it was won by the defense. So... not good.
No bueno. You know, nothing. You're saying that to hurt him.
To hurt who?
You know, the brother balled out now. He was a huge part of that success.
I would say he was a part of the success. I would say if we're making a totem pole, it was Dan Quinn's defense at the top, Marshawn Lynch second, maybe Pete Carroll's coaching, and then Russ. It was only a second or third year.
Yeah, man, but he avoided sacks. He made a nice throw. Come on, man. Y'all hating now. I know he's hard to embrace because he just will wear you out. He's an egomaniac. I mean, I get it. He's hard to absorb. But the dude was wicked at quarterback during that time period. And I know they had Lynch. They had a hell of a team. They're champions. But I wouldn't diminish his play at that time. Y'all are brutal, man. I tell you what, Dad. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if your offensive line is as bad, now maybe they just held out starters. Maybe Pittsburgh is better than that. But that was, it looked like it was a gag film, like they were doing like a stunt video. It didn't look real. It didn't look like that was a real professional game going on. It looked like they did that on purpose, like it was a cast film or cutout that they were doing. It was awful. Absolutely awful. Cock-a-doodle-doo, 11:35, coming at you right here on the Team 980. It is it's crazy. We go to break, getting ready for the next hour, 301-230-0980, the Team 980 listener line. And talking ball, and congratulations to Curly W's getting it done again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's what has me in a great mood. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.